Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Have you ever laid down something and you can't find it? Maybe your keys, maybe your phone, maybe the TV remote controller. I mean, probably 50% of us have done that already today. So the other day, I had finished a walk, and I came home, and I took my ear pods. Now, most of you have pods that look like this. They're about this tall, or this long, 3/4 of an inch, and there's two of them, which means there's two things to lose. So mine are like this, but they're bright blue, and you can't miss them. And I'd come in from my walk, and I had wrapped it around my hand and put it somewhere, and I couldn't find them. And I looked and I looked in all the places, you know, you backtrack, trying to find them, but I couldn't find them. So I had to come to work, and later that evening when I was doing my laundry, I found them wadded up, circled up, laying in the bottom of the basket. I have no idea how they got there. No idea. Now, I have to show you the next one because I'm really kind of cute. I think it's so cute because for some of us older folks, we remember getting two cans, putting a string, and playing like we were on the telephone. And now we can do it with this thing in our hand, and we have the two little ear pods, and some of us still lose them. But I can tell you this, that when I found them, they were exactly the same as when I lost them. Boiled up, laid somehow in the laundry basket, picked them up, and they were exactly the same. Sometimes things are easier to lay down than others. Life is not. It's hard to give up the many creature comforts that we've become accustomed to, and we absolutely can't imagine living without them. It's agonizing. After years of marriage, therapy, and together you decide your hearts are not in the marriage. And so you decide to go for divorce. It's excruciating when your child is hurting and you want to give them all the advice you can to protect them from the big bad world, but you choose to be present instead of preachy. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Not once, but twice in our passage. But there's another phrase that we hear more than that. In these 7 short verses in the gospel, I lay my life down for the sheep. I lay it down on my own accord. I have power to lay it down. Jesus has laid his life down for us. He got on the cross, and there is no need for anyone else to be a savior or a martyr. We've all been saved through Jesus Christ, who was on the cross, who did lay his life down for us. But I want to take this a little deeper. Jesus says, I lay my life down in order to take it up again, and I have the power to do that. The Good Shepherd shows us how to lay down our life and to trust that God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will give us the wisdom and the courage and the strength to take it up again. Lay down your life and know in Christ when you pick it up, it will be different. It's impossible to be the same. Currently, in the other service, Bishop K. Ryan is confirming, receiving, and reaffirming people in the church. Now, some of us have also chosen this path, and we know that we have renounced evil, and we have chosen to renew our life in Jesus Christ. To lay down in order to be born new, made new, live new in the love of Christ. Now I realize this is not a daily conversation. Oh, well, did you lay down your life today? We don't walk around and say that. And we don't tell ourselves, take your vitamins, be sure and, you know, check this, and oh, and lay down your life. We don't tell ourselves that. But it is a good thing to remember that taking up and living in the grace and love of Jesus Christ does and will change us always, every day, and in every way. It's impossible for us to lay down our life and not be transformed in the grace of God. A teen, a mess. All of us, most of us have been teenagers. Others of you are going that way. It's not an easy journey. So a young teen tells me that she's lost in the anxieties of life. Teenagers have more anxieties now than they did when I was growing up or when you were growing up. Bullies at school, administration trying to figure out how to follow the right rule, fix the red tape, do all the things that need to be done. And this teenager is feeling unwanted and lost in life. They hear of a youth program where they sing songs and they pray. And so they go. And it becomes a safe place for them to be who they are, to laugh and be okay. They continue to go. And then when summer comes, they decide to be a leader at a camp to help others. When their life is crumbling, they find a cornerstone in Christ. They lay down their life. And in a praying community, they find they have the power to pick it up again and to live with Jesus beside them. Maybe you see yourself as one of those old, weighted down with life burdened sheep. Maybe you're lost and you're caught in the wooded thicket out on the side. And you see Jesus over there with all those pretty little 99 sheep. And you're over here in the sticker patch. And you're thinking, Jesus, oh no, I'm not worthy enough. I'm not good enough to be in that flock. And Jesus says, I have other sheep that are not here, but they belong in this fold. I must bring them also to where there's one shepherd and one flock. In other words, no matter how bad your life is, Jesus wants you and loves you. So when you think, oh, Jesus can't and won't and has no desire to unconditionally love me, Jesus does. So lay down that thinking and take up the mercy of God that calls you by name. I want to share a song with you. It's a very personal song with me. I'm not going to sing for you. Thank you. But it is a song that was very informative in my life. It's by Lauren Daigle, came out 2018. We're going to play a track of it. Now, it might be a little long for some of you, but I want you to listen to the words and not worry about the length, because it is powerful, and it'll help you understand what I'm trying to share with you this morning.
Voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure love. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
When I can't feel a thing, you say I am strong.
These words help us to understand what the difference is between when we lay down our life and when we have the power through the Holy Spirit to pick it up again. The voices in my head say I am not enough. Every single lie tells me I will never measure up. This is what we lay down. This is what we need to let go. Taking all I have and laying it down at your feet. And then we are made different when we hear the words, you say I am loved and I can't feel a thing. And when I don't belong, you say that I am yours. I believe what you say of me. I believe what you say of me. Lay down, pick up. You're not the same. Hallelujah. One last story. Y'all have it in you? One last story? Okay. 99-year-old man, general practitioner from years ago, has been in practice or was in practice for around 60 years. This is a time when medicine wasn't driven by insurance. This is a time when you could swap out a vacuum cleaner or some chickens or work in order to pay for your bill. So this older man is now in a care home in our community, and I took him Holy Communion. And I'd not met him, but when I walked in, he's sitting in his wheelchair and he's kind of asleep. And where he used to have courage and lots of character, there's now more confusion. And so he sits in the chair, and I ask if he wants communion and a little bit of motion, but not much communication. And so after I sit there for a while, I ask again, would you like communion? And I start to open up and bring out the chalice, and he nods his head. And so after that, I'm sitting with him, and there's a banana on his bedside table, and he's looking at it. And I said, would you like your banana? And so I peeled the banana, and I put it in his hand, because his hands are not able to do that. And so he starts to nibble on his banana. And I asked, is there anything you would like for me to read for you? I mean, his eyes are tired and weary, and just being awake, it's a lot for him. And he says, nothing for a while. And then there's a smile that comes on his face. And he has beautiful blue eyes, and they start to sparkle. And he says, my mama taught me, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And he begins to say every single line. And there's a peace that comes over his face that I can still see here today. And then when he says, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, his voice gets quiet, like he's been there many, many times. And then it comes back and he says, you are with me. You comfort me. Lay down the fear of death and pick up the comfort of Jesus, the Good Shepherd.